みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, welcome to the new JLPT N3 Prep Course Lesson 7. I'm Jessie, and joining me in the studio is Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、みなさん、Naomiです。Hi everyone, Naomi here. 前回は文法と読解の問題3を勉強しましたね。
Right, in the last lesson, we covered question 3 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
このレッスンでは問題の4、5、6を紹介します。
And in this lesson, we'll cover questions 4, 5, and 6 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
問題4、5、6は長い文章を読んで質問に答えます。
In questions 4, 5, and 6, you read a passage of text and answer questions about the content. So in this section, you're tested on how well you can comprehend what you read in Japanese.
問題4と5と6の形はほとんど同じです。でも問題5と6の方がちょっと長いですね。
Questions 4, 5, and 6 all have the same format, but the text passage gets longer with each question. In question 4, the passage has around 200 characters, in question 5, around 350 characters, and in question 6, around 550 characters. Now, it's a bit of a challenge to review for reading questions through an audio lesson, so what we're going to do is review some really important constructions that you will see in this section.
Sounds like a good idea.
In this section, you'll come across many different styles of reading passages. The most common styles are essays, letters, passages explaining something, and passages containing data.
Right. So it helps to practice reading all kinds of passages if you can.
First of all, Naomi-sensei, can you please read the instructions?
はい。次の文章を読んで質問に答えてください。答えは1、2、3、4。から一番いいものを一つ選んでください。
Read the following text and answer the questions. Choose the best answer from 1 through 4. Okay, now one of the keys to correctly understanding a Japanese passage is conjunctions.
そうです。接続詞、conjunction ですね。
Conjunctions are expressions that connect nouns, sentences, phrases, and so on. We've grouped them by usage in the PDF.So let's take a look at some of the more advanced ones that may be new to you from each set and go over them.
Sounds good. いいですね。
First are conjunctions that indicate a reason. The first one we'll look at is
従って。
従って means consequently or therefore. To compare it to another word, it basically has the same meaning as だから。
そうですね。従って、however, sounds much more formal.
Yes, you won't hear this in spoken Japanese often.例文お願いします。
はい。昔は車が少なかった。したがって交通事故も少なかったのだ。
There weren't many cars in the olden days. Consequently, there were also few car accidents. If you think of it as being equal to consequently, I think you can get a good feel for this word.、
うん、
And like the word consequently in English, したがって is used primarily in writing.
そうですね。Right. Okay, so the next one is なぜなら。
なぜなら means because or the reason is that, and it's used to begin a sentence. And just be aware that this is not used in everyday conversation. It has a stronger, more serious nuance than the word because in English. So keeping that in mind, I think a good translation would be the reason is that... dot dot dot. 例文お願いします。
はい。私たちは結婚式をしなかった。なぜならお金がなかったからだ。
We didn't hold a wedding ceremony.The reason is that we didn't have any money.
Let's look at the next set of words.
The next set of conjugations are used to indicate additional information. The first one is
および.
This means and or as well. 例文お願いします。
この駐車場は土日 および祝日は利用できません。
You cannot use the parking lot on weekends and holidays. 土日 weekends, および and 祝日 holidays, so weekends and holidays.
This has a very formal feel to it.
I agree. It looks like something you would see written on a sign or something like that.
そうですね。
There's another conjunction that is similar in meaning on the list, and that is?
または。
And this means or. 例文お願いします。
E-mail またはファックスで送ってください。
Please send it by email or fax. E-mail またはファックス。E-mail or fax. So, while および encompasses both A and B, または means one or the other, A or B.
そうですね。So, または is like the particle, か。So, you can rephrase this sentence as, E メールか、ファックスで送ってください。
The next conjunction is,
その上。
In addition, or furthermore. 例文お願いします。
お腹と頭が痛い。その上、歯まで痛くなってきた。
My stomach and head hurt. On top of that, my teeth have also started to hurt. If you think of the literal meaning, it makes a lot of sense. その上, almost literally, on top of that.
あ、そうですね。もし簡単に言いたいなら、if you want to say it in an easier way, you could say, そして、それから、or それにプラスして、something like that.
Right. Okay, and lastly, a couple of conjunctions that are used to rephrase something. The first one is,
つまり
I mean, or in other words, you use つまり right before you are about to rephrase something you said.
そうですね。例えば、here's a simple sentence. それはノンアルコールビール。つまり、お酒が入っていないビールだ。
That's non-alcoholic beer. In other words, it's beer with no alcohol in it. So you're basically just clarifying something by putting it in a different way. And the second one is?
いわゆる。
This means what is known as or so-called. Example sentence, please.
私の弟はいわゆるアニメオタクだ。
My younger brother is what's known as an anime otaku.
このつまりといわゆるはよく使いますよね。
Ah, right, I think so. And depending on the context, they can almost have the same meaning.
そう。
So you have to be a little bit careful about the differences there.Okay, so what we've just gone over are the more advanced conjunctions. Aren't you glad we got some of those out of the way?
Definitely. But don't forget to check the PDF for the rest.
You may know some of them already, but it doesn't hurt to review.
そうですね。Well, that's all the time we have for this lesson.
Make sure to let us know if you have any questions, and see you next time.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com.Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.